A foreign-owned tanker is expected to transport North Slope crude to Asia in the coming weeks. BP has shipped its oil overseas before, but it's been decades since it was on a tanker built and managed outside the U.S. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more on how a change in Congress made this possible.
Joyce Lofgren, a state petroleum economist, says news about an oil tanker named Tian Long Spirit has caused some confusion. She's received emails from people wondering what all the fuss is about. They thought Alaska was already able to export crude.
I don't think it was the idea of exporting that was the big issue. It was the issue it was a foreign-flagged ship.
Alaska was already exempt from laws that kept other American oil producers from selling overseas. But last year, Congress dropped those restrictions. Now those companies can sell to foreign refineries, and Alaska producers can transport crude on foreign tankers. That's what BP is doing. Tian Long Spirit will haul North Slope crude to Asia, and a Bahamas flag is flying from the tanker. Lofgren says before, if BP wanted to transport crude overseas, it had to use an American-made vessel, staffed with U.S. labor.
So it's more expensive, say, than a foreign flag tanker from the Bahamas.
BP confirmed its crude is being transported on Tian Long Spirit, headed for an Asian refinery. The company says its own tanker is in dry dock, which is the primary motivation for using the foreign flag vessel. Lofgren says typically, North Slope crude heads to the West Coast.
There were some special things happening about that time, and one of them was the maintenance on the North Slope. So there were some maintenance issues and some refining issues that made a little more crude available on the market.
In the past 5 years, Lofgren says North Slope producers have been selling off their West Coast oil refineries. But she doesn't think more Alaska crude will make its way overseas.
You know, I don't imagine we're going to see, you know, just my personal feeling, a lot of this because it's, first of all, Alaska production is so significantly less than it used to be.
From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.